Well, this is a USA Today Today story, and it's written by a USA Today health reporter. It's in the life section, section D, and it says, big headlines, this ultra-fat diet may be therapeutic. And for patients with Parkinson's disease and other nerve disorders, extreme menu could hold answers. And, of course, you've heard me talk about this before. When people have Parkinson's disease, Lou Gehrig's disease, multiple sclerosis or MS, seizure disorders, and Alzheimer's disease, that I want them to eat 4 to 6 eggs a day. I want them to have 9 of the EFAs and 9 of the EFA pluses a day. I want them to give up fried foods and margarines. I want them to give up cooking oils, meat cooked well done, burnt animal fats, carbonated drinks, alcohol. I want them to give up sugar and caffeine, all the things that either directly or indirectly will produce or stimulate to be produced free radicals that can damage fats in the body. Well, why is this important? Well, 75% of the human brain weight is a fatty insulation material called myelin. And myelin is just about 100% cholesterol. And if you go on a low cholesterol diet, you take cholesterol-lowering statin drugs, and you're exercising and sweating out nutrients, you're in trouble. You're going to wind up with one of these brain diseases. And again, it's Parkinson's disease, Lou Gehrig's disease, MS, seizure disorders, and Alzheimer's disease. These are physician-caused diseases. Now, the average American will eat somewhere around 30-35% fat in their diet, about 25% or so protein, the rest carbohydrates. Personally, I like to see people eat 35-40% fat, the right kind of fat, meaning 4 to 6 eggs a day, butter, dairy products, chicken skin, red meat, all the stuff you're not supposed to eat, but obviously no fried foods, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. A lot of green leafy vegetables. And then again, all the essential nutrients supplemented twice a day. And then, of course, take extra pains with the omega-3 essential fatty acids. I like 9 of the EFAs and 9 of the EFA pluses a day to support and promote healthy maintenance repair of the brain and the myelin, the insulation part of the brain. And I've seen such great, great, great results over the years. And people say, well, my doctor says I got to get all the cholesterol-lowering drugs. My cholesterol's 180, and he wants it down to below 140. Well, doctors have created more than 25 cholesterol deficiency diseases over the last 50 years with their cholesterol-lowering drugs. Mark my words, as soon as the older generation, our parents and grandparents, as soon as they die out and the leading edge of the baby boomers are coming along, they're going to admit publicly, eureka, we have found it. Cholesterol is an essential nutrient needed to maintain repair of the brain, needed to maintain and support the immune system, needed to maintain and support healthy blood sugar levels and healthy blood pressure levels and many other things, and a healthy respiratory function, healthy metabolism, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And so you're going to find out that old Doc Wallach was right again here on this fat and cholesterol thing. In fact, I was just talking to a fellow today who's 52 years old, and from Ohio, and his blood cholesterol was 380. And I said, look, I want you to eat 6 eggs a day. Just eat them poached or soft scrambled with butter. He, of course, freaked out. He said, well, my doctor wants me on a low cholesterol diet because my cholesterol is 380. I said, well, just don't fry them. Eat them poached or soft scrambled with butter. And he followed my advice. He took 6 eggs a day. Within a month, his cholesterol dropped from 380 down to 260. And another month, it's down to 220. And he is just tickled pink because his LDL and his HDL ratios are correct, and everything's just fine. Of course, he's going back to the doctor here next week, and they have a little bit of a bet. So it'll be very interesting to see if the doctor pays off or he just says, well, maybe the original test was bad. You know, who knows what the doctors are going to say? They never, never really want to know the truth because they can't make money with the truth. And so I get excited about this because this, although it's a little article, and it's one of those things that flies in the face of everything that medical doctors say. And we see this a lot in teenagers, primarily girls, but a lot of boys too, where they get acquired seizure disorders when they're 10 to 15 years of age. And when you're that age and you're eating nothing but carbohydrates and eating nothing but sugars, not getting the right fats, guess what? You're going to wind up with seizure disorders. You're going to wind up with dementias, including Alzheimer's disease, even at a young age. And yet, if you eat 4 to 6 eggs a day, eat red meat every day, eat your chicken skin, eat fish, again, not fried, and then you take nine of the EFAs, nine of the EFA pluses, really ramp up on the omega-3 essential fatty acids, both from plant sources and animal sources, fish primarily, and stay away from the fried foods, margarines, cooking oils, meat cooked well, done, burnt animal fats, carbonated drinks, alcohol, sugar, caffeine. Watch what happens. I am just so excited about the results we see in our associates and people they're working with. You would get excited too. And what I like to see is about a, when somebody has these diseases, at least temporarily, at least for 60 to 90 days, I like to see their fat intake go up to about 60 to 70% of their calories. Now, in this article in the USA Today today, they're talking about their fat intake percent of their calories. Now, in this article in the USA Today today, they're talking about 90% fat for 60 to 90 days. I think that's too much, and most people don't take enough antioxidants to protect themselves from that kind of fat diet. But 60 to 70%, make sure you're ramping up on your antioxidants, the 90 essential nutrients, plus lots of selenium, the green tea, Beyond Juice, Vitali, and these will help support and promote a healthy immune system. They will be great antioxidants. They'll protect you from free radical damage. I'm excited. Stick with us. We'll be back with Dead Doctors.